IVM.
Welcome to All Things Policy, a daily podcast supported by Pragati, a flagship media initiative of the Takshashila Institution. We are a bunch of policy nerds based in Bengaluru, and we like to bring fresh perspectives to Indian affairs and an Indian perspective to global affairs. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and join us for today's chat.
Hello and welcome to another episode of All Things Policy. I'm Mihir, and today I'm joined by Sapni and Megha. We're going to talk about the regulations of related to artificial intelligence and how that is evolving around the world. What we mean by artificial intelligence is that this technology is emerging where machines learn to perform a variety of tasks that we desire them to do. These may include curating social media feeds to driving cars, or any other kind of task that computers have are trained to perform. In order to get machines to learn how to perform these tasks, we also feed them a lot of data that oftentimes we generate. We may feed them our photographs. We may feed them data from cars driving on the road in order for them to learn the real world, and so on. What happens, though, is as this technology is evolving, it has a variety of impacts on society. And therefore, as with any technology, needs to be looked at carefully from a regulatory angle. Megha and Sapni have been doing work in this area, and it's my pleasure to welcome them and to talk about this. So to begin with, Sapni, I would like to get you in the conversation. Can you first just tell us about the state of affairs on AI regulation at a high level?
Before we get into that, I mean, it's very important, according to me, that we also understand it, as you rightly mentioned, from the point of data itself and algorithms, because that's essentially what builds and makes AI. So that there is a considerable amount of regulation that has happened there, and algorithms these days, countries and regulatory frameworks are catching up with the regulation of algorithms. So on regulation of data, definitely the pinnacle of that was 2017 when the European Union came out with the gender data protection regulations. And then moving further, there have been other regulations which aid this. And there have been similar regulations across the globe. And while we look at this as a phenomenon, AI and their use as a phenomenon, it is really important for us to understand that their use is increasingly becoming ubiquitous. To be very honest, I think a high-level observation would be that major regulations do not prohibit them, or mostly do not impede into their functioning or rolling out in any way. Generally speaking, I think in India, if we look at the use itself, we see there is quite some conversation happening around the use of facial recognition technology, particularly in schools across the country. Particularly, there is quite some conversation happening about the use of AI-based, AI-enabled facial recognition technology that's being used in schools in Delhi and in Assam, etc. And very similar conversations are happening across the globe. Something of particularly of interest for us would be that in the UK, very similar conversations are happening on the use of facial recognition technology in schools, where there's a lot of resistance to the use. And this comes from the background that they have with how AI dealt with students and use of AI dealt with their marks previously during as the pandemic started, how the use of AI essentially was called a tragedy if it had been used in, if the evaluation of papers for in the UK, if they had continued with it instead of moving back to a cumulative calculation model, there was a lot of human cry about that. So that is generally how the use is being now probed into a lot. And on regulations, again, as we speak about at Takshashila, we are very interested, obviously, in what India is doing. And sadly enough, till now, we do not have major regulations which are on regulation of data or algorithms or AI at large itself. Our personal data protection bill is in the anvil. Algorithms, I do not see a lot of conversation also on that space, but we do have some regulations in the financial markets by the Securities Exchange Board of India. They have a bunch of regulations, and but there is a large number of regulation that is mushrooming across the globe, right, starting from China to the US. The interest is peaking. That's what I'd say.
So it's interesting, Sapni, that you should bring that up, that India doesn't have a properly regulated way of managing data-related aspects. But the GDPR kind of set a global standard in some way, and many countries have followed. I believe on AI regulation, China has recently issued a set of draft guidelines around how it wants to regulate AI. Could you fill us in on that? What is China attempting to do?
China is, there are a bunch of regulations in various names and various kinds that China is coming out with. I think me and you, we wrote that piece on what particularly China is trying to do here on the recommendation algorithms bit, like recommendation algorithms essentially being what curates our feeds, whether it be on shopping sites, whether it be on social media sites, etc. So that is something that is happening on that front. And there are a bunch of ethics guidelines. And in the larger spectrum of tech regulation that's happening in China, China is coming out with a bunch of regulations. I think Megha will be able to introduce us to that ecosystem better. Over to you, Megha.
Hi, thank you, Sapni. So AI regulations in China, we can roughly divide into three categories. First is the data security, then there is privacy, and then we have ethics. So regarding data security and privacy, they are working with the laws like data security law, which was released in 2020. Then on personal information and protection, there was civil code, which was released in, I guess, earlier in first part of 2020. Then there are also laws on consumer protection, information management, big data, automated driving, etc. And also on finance, on finance. And recently they released this AI ethics guidelines. So it's not a law per se, but that is the guideline. So they seem to be doing a lot. And given that their focus is to be a leading AI, you know, AI developed country, leader in AI. So these kind of regulations seem appropriate given the scenario. Everyone is doing that. So for them to be doing this and taking lead in this kind of regulations is a good progress for AI overall.
So can Megha or Sapni, one of you, talk about what does it mean when China has issued these AI-related regulations or guidelines? I believe these are in draft state right now. But maybe if you could illustrate what exactly it seeks to regulate or how, in what manner?
Yeah, so as I said, three categories. So first would be data. What they want to do is they want to ensure the privacy of the data that is being generated. As you see, China has large number of population which is using different type of applications, and many tech giants there use AI and generate data. So that kind of data can be used for various purposes and also can be weaponized, but they want to secure that. So that is data regulation and privacy regulations come in that. Ethics is, well, you know, when you say ethics, it's very, you know, large category, but the recent ethic guides which they have released, it has a lot of management standard regulations, then research and development specification, and there is supply side specification. So for example, if I want to say the guidelines, supply side specifications and guideline mention that we should respect market rules, there should be enough provision for emergency data protection, and then there is a six basic ethical requirements, which roughly indicate everything that we should respect human well-being, fairness and justice. There should be credibility and controllability, accountability, you know, things like this.
That's interesting. And just so that our listeners know, so these are regulations that are in draft state. not yet being confirmed. Is that right?
No. So guidelines they have issued, not a law per se. These are guidelines.
Sorry, Sapni, you were making a point related to the Chinese regulations.
I think, yes, in addition to what Megha has very rightly pointed out, I think, and your point on drafts, so a bunch of laws or regulations they've come out with are in their draft stages. But as Megha rightly pointed out, there are an overarching number there is an overarching interest in establishing norms. And I think that is very interesting for us as we look at it from the prism of geopolitics, etc. Because I think at the cost of, you know, probably receiving some flak and maybe some inconsistency, I'd say that China is probably eyeing at something like setting norms for the globe itself. So GDPR, coming back to what I earlier mentioned, the GDPR was a norm that was set and most countries followed. And that brings about a certain sense of soft power with the EU, for the EU. And against that being a standard, it gives EU some set of leverages. And to me, at least, it appears to be that China is eyeing something very similar with a whole range of changes that is happening in the Chinese sphere. A lot of that does seem going towards the idea of having that soft power against other countries. And also, I think maybe their algorithms particularly, because a lot of these newer regulations, well, Megha did mention about the earlier regulations on data over the past year. I think in onwards, 2021 onwards, they've been focusing quite a lot on AI exclusively and algorithms. So those regulations, they probably also have this taste of, you know, the nudge that AI can give, or the nudge that algorithms can give, and their decision-making capacities. That is also probably something the Chinese government and the Chinese regulatory mechanism is eyeing on. And that nudge probably can be credited to be something of the power that the Chinese supply chain narrative earlier had. So algorithms, to me, are the regulations and probably norm setting there. Also, it looks to me like algorithms possibly can be attributed to be the supply chain of narratives. And that is an increasingly important aspect, whether it be in geopolitics or whether it be in market activities and so on. So that is very interesting for observers, for people like us who observe, and then at large also for regulators. I think that is very important. So this, the inculcation of values through norm setting is something very interesting that is coming up at large in AI regulation.
So it's interesting, Sapni, that you should mention that China is seeking, in some sense, a leadership position in terms of how AI regulations are to be promulgated, what is to be done, and what kind of impact the regulations can have on the industry. Megha, I think in terms of what China is doing here, how do you see it?
Yeah, I just want to add one point to what Sapni said. This language of, you know, trying to be take a normative leadership position, kind of, it's very clear when if you read the guides and regulations, they mentioned that they want to be, they want to play with international standards and take a lead in international standards position. So if you read between the lines, it's very clear in the guidelines or laws which they promulgate.
That's very interesting. But I'm sure both of you will agree with me that AI being such a foundational technology and becoming valuable around the world, that the rest of the world is not sitting idle, while China kind of issues guideline after guideline, kind of puts out its views on how it wants to regulate this discipline. So maybe what we can do at this point is take a quick break. And on the other side, talk about what some of the other countries are doing with respect to regulating AI. Welcome back to All Things Policy. As we were discussing AI regulations and how China has attempted by putting out a set of guidelines to take a lead in this domain, EU, US, and some of the other countries are not sitting idle. They are promulgating their own views on this discipline. So maybe, Sapni, if you could get us started on how the Chinese regulation is being received in the rest of the world, or how the Chinese guidelines are being viewed, and then also what each of these different countries are doing with respect to having their own AI regulations.
Certainly. The authoritarian flavor of regulations from China, it's not difficult to detect. There definitely are a bunch of aspects to these regulations that look ideal on paper, and that possibly a lot of countries which are more towards the liberal and democratic side of life would want to, if not replicate and duplicate, at least try to incorporate at a higher level. So, and I think these Chinese regulations particularly have also pushed for regulations from across the globe also. And because this sort of norm setting, I think the world is sensing that interest in setting norms from China. And that has possibly pushed a lot of the major players who are usually used to setting these norms, namely EU and US. So I think firstly, I'll probably touch a bit on what the US has been doing. So around 10 days back or so, the White House Science and Technology Policy Office at the federal level, they came out with this proclamation that, and in today's day and age, there needs to be an AI Bill of Rights, an equivalent of, you know, the interpretationary aid for their Bill of Rights, which is basically equivalent, mostly equivalent to our fundamental rights as granted by the Constitution of India. So that is mostly a very high-level principle-based initiative that the US has taken. But in addition to that, there are a lot of state-level legislations and regulations that have come in place, and that broadly addresses a lot of things that we have already talked about, whether it be facial recognition technology. A lot of states have already outlawed facial recognition technology, police use of facial recognition technology. Then there are states which mandate algorithm audits, especially in case of in matters related to employment, welfare, benefits, etc. And that, I think, is something really appreciable. And also there was a federal movement of an initiative at the federal level, at the entire level of the United States, to possibly replicate that interest through an Algorithm Accountability Act, which happened sometime in 2019 and early 2020s. But there has been very limited movement on that, very limited progress on that. So that is generally what the US is doing. And of course, we are generally, I think, through the conversation, the listeners would be aware that we're looking more at the civic side of technology and not the military use of such AI technology, etc., because there are considerable number of initiatives from across the globe, whether it be on drones, unmanned vehicles, etc. So that is generally what's happening in the US. And I think on the EU front, there is noise around this particular Artificial Intelligence Act, which is in the anvil, which tries to talk about a single market for artificial intelligence, much like what mostly everything else that the EU does, a single market, so giving single market protections and somewhat advocating for more accountability and practices that incorporate the EU's, so-called EU's values of freedom, liberal markets, free market flow of ideas and exchange of businesses and ease of business, etc. And they are again, you know, I think now trying to turbocharge. Yesterday, I think just before we recorded this podcast, there was news that while the AI Act was supposed to be passed and come into force by spring 2022, I think it's been pushed further. But why I call it there has been some sort of a turbocharge is that there is a lot of research that is now happening and a lot of conversation, a lot of heavy amount of conversation that's happening around it. Quite difficult to keep a tab on, but still there is quite some conversation happening about it. And EU is also investing in understanding how well they could regulate that and to ensure that the norm setting goes by their standards. We obviously from India, we can see
there are shades of, you know, the colonial mindset, etc. Those are possible, you know, flaws that we can find, but that certainly that drive is happening there. So while they also understand essentially that, you know, there are narratives that can be said, that there is this driver they have for the economy now today, which is AI. And just beyond being the buzzword, there is considerable interest in regulating so that power equations possibly, and we talk about this quite a bit in our newsletter, the Technopolitic newsletter, which talks about high technology and international relations. So that sort of an interest is coming up from across the globe, and even Australia for that matter. A lot of tech regulations, amidst their tech regulations, there are regulations coming up on AI as well.
And so, Sapni, just to bring a little bit of more concreteness to all these regulations, in China, for example, there is this ethics aspect. In the US, the regulations specifically apply to social welfare or education or some of the other domains, as you said. So what I want to ask both of you is, in terms of AI regulations, there seem to be kind of two different aspects. One is obviously the aspect of domain-specific regulations to ensure that the use of AI algorithms meets the values or standards that a human society wants to set. So, for example, if AI is used in, as Sapni, you mentioned, if AI is used to grade homework assignments of school-going children, we want to make sure that the grades are fair and right for the children and for the context in which the algorithm is used. Whereas if it's used for, let's say, deciding prison sentences or bail applications and so on, again, there are a lot of justice issues that come in. What I want to ask you is, while there are domain-specific regulations that have emerged, let's say, with respect to facial recognition or facial technology or use of technology in the education sector, do you also see that there's a broader set of attributes that AI regulations seek to regulate beyond kind of the domain specific ones? And if so, would you mind kind of touching upon what those broader aspects may be, if you know?
I think generally, now earlier, I think at least a couple of years back, definitely this was more focused and narrow on domain specific regulation. But as we progress, the mandate seems to have expanded to be overarching principles that can be normative principles that can be laid by overarching regulations and then be supplemented by specific regulations that are specific to sectoral regulations. And in general, these overarching principles, I think, are moving closer towards having transparency, to having the human element that is missing in AI, to having incorporating that human element into that. Many states, while they are regulating, they talk about having this human in the loop and not have completely machine based decisions that are made that then later have consequences on civic rights. And then I think also audits, algorithm audits are generally one point that seems to be appearing everywhere, whether it be in China or it be in the US. So that would broadly be it. Megha, if you want to add something.
Yes, I just want to add to your point of the human element. It's evident from the other acts as well as the recent guidelines on China, because one of the ethical requirement is promote human well-being. This is a very broad term, promote human well-being. And also, earlier it used to be just, you know, I want transparency, privacy, I want to regulate big data and, you know, those kind of data security. But now it's promoting human well-being. So yes, of course, the scope has expanded.
That's interesting to see that worldwide these trends have emerged, that certain domains like facial technology was seen as in need of regulation much earlier and was regulated, and then it spread to other domains. And as we kind of get to ubiquitous AI, the regulations are attempting to kind of set put together a set of normative principles. So at this point, Sapni, I would like to ask you, we have talked about what's happening in China and how it's attempting to take a position of leadership. We've talked about in the US, there have been multiple efforts, multiple attempts, and while state-specific regulations have emerged in certain cases, at the federal level, things are happening. And the EU is also kind of bringing its own view. It seems like, I mean, if you look at it from the perspective of markets, India is one of our larger markets, and AI technology is being increasingly deployed in India. We are one of the largest social media markets in the world, and we get curated social media feeds across multiple platforms. We are also a pretty large e-commerce market, and AI plays a big role in everything from recommendations to dynamic pricing and so on. So it seems like India is on the cusp of need of these regulations as far as AI is concerned, because a lot of AI algorithms are affecting everyday Indians' lives in a variety of ways. And in the absence of regulation, we are a society that may have an opportunity to actually take a place of leadership, just as China is attempting. So the question to both of you is, one, in India, what kind of noise have you heard around AI regulations or taking a position of leadership in this domain? And then second, if not, what kind of things you think are necessary to be done or useful for India to think about?
Yeah, I'll go here. So far in India, it's mostly just guidelines. And just for example, there was this Niti Aayog report, which talked about data privacy and attracting IPDG, creating a system of AI innovation. Then the ministries have constituted several committees, which talk about creating an open platform for stimulating AI research. So on regulation purpose, as far as I know, we are not thinking about regulation as such, but creating a responsible AI, as Niti Aayog has said in its one of its report.
Adding to Megha, I think, on again, getting back to the old cry about the old lament about our data protection law, which is in the annual, which has been in the annual for now soon it'll be almost half a decade. So that is where I think India should focus, and India should turbocharge there. And while a lot of conversations, a lot of involved stakeholder conversations are due there, but there must be more energy that is given to that particular sphere of regulation, because it's only once that happens that we have a lot more idea about what and where and how the market will react to that, and how and where we've lost out before we jump into a regulation, broader based regulation on AI. But also on algorithms per se, we do not have any movement that I'm also aware of. It's mostly a lot of conversations about the personal data protection regulation that has to come out of India soon, hopefully it will come. And just other than the SEBI regulations, the financial sector regulations, I do not think there is anything. But while India will have to sooner or later look into this, necessarily have to sooner or later look into this. And while we do that, we should be careful that we classify harms clearly. We classify what and how we design our markets, what and how the markets will respond to our regulations, and design that in consultation with the markets and all other stakeholders. So a sort of rushed approach to that will not be ideal, but having these set responsible AI guidelines and all of that, that is merely directional for the market right now. So that helps, but it does not help enough. So informed thought, I think, and informed regulation is what India needs at this point, and it is probably, we will require urgent attention, but we probably are not anywhere close to having that attention.
Yeah, I also want to add on what Sapni said, that at this point having very tough regulations regarding AI and its development might be detrimental to the growth of AI ecosystem in India. Because if you see from, I don't know if China is a good example to follow here, but still China allowed its ecosystem to grow first, and then they are thinking about regulation and, you know, all those stuff. Although we need to be a step ahead and avoid the mistakes of other countries, it's good to have some guidelines and even ethical guidelines per se, but to have a very tough regulations which might be bad for growth of AI ecosystem would not be ideal. India's AI, you know, capability and potential is very good, so we should be thinking about encouraging the industry and not, you know, regulating it per se.
I think I might possibly digress a little there. I do think while all the necessary capability that India has, and it's important for the market to be allowed to grow, I think we've had that sort of time, that sort of luxury the industry has had for quite some time now. And I think to nudge it towards the right side to prevent the mistakes that happened in China or any other part of the world, essentially, that has happened in the US also, whether it be on discrimination, etc., the impact on civil rights, all of that. I think it is the right time to start having those conversations. It is the right time to think about how we will go about regulation, if not urgent, stringent regulations.
That's excellent points, both Megha and Sapni, that you've made. If I may, in terms of concluding, that there are two or three different aspects that come to mind. One is, as Megha pointed out, while good regulations are desirable and can promote growth in a market, growth of companies, growth of economy, while simultaneously protecting the rights of people, attempting to overregulate or regulate without thinking before the developments have occurred can be counterproductive. So it's very important that policymakers in India pay attention to market conditions and deploy regulation that's appropriate for the market condition. The second part, I think, is that AI being such a sweeping set of technologies that affect many different aspects of life, as we spoke about facial recognition technology in Delhi schools, or we can talk about gig worker work allocation or rewards that often get decided by AI algorithms that determine which delivery person gets assigned an order, or determines how long it might take to deliver an order, which kind of controls the work condition. We should recognize that algorithms and AI algorithms in particular can have deleterious effects in a variety of ways. And minus regulation and careful thought about this, it can be counterproductive to the average person, whether it's a consumer, whether it's a worker, or whether it's the company itself that's providing services. So on the whole, both Sapni and Megha, thank you very much for providing us a perspective of AI regulation around the world and where India stands, and how and why it's important for India to take ginger but important and thoughtful steps towards regulating artificial intelligence. I'm sure our listeners will derive a lot of useful material from this. And for those of you who are interested in reading more about this, please do subscribe to Takshashila's Technopolitic newsletter, as well as Megha's newsletter that covers some of these topics. Links will be in the summary of the episode that will be posted. Thank you very much, both of you, and have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you liked our show, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can tune into them on the IVM Podcast app, ivmpodcast.com, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also follow IVM on social media. The handle is @IVMPodcasts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And hey, if you'd like to dive into Takshashila's research on technology, strategy, and economic affairs, check us out at our Twitter handle @TakshashilaInst or our website takshashila.org.in.
Hey, it's been another great week on the IVM Podcast Network. On All Things Policy, Ananya Desai and Rohan Pai discuss recurrent bans on fireworks during festive seasons in India and discuss possible solutions to tackle India's air pollution problem. On the Habit Coach podcast, Ashton Doctor welcomes Sahil Mehta, an esteemed mountaineer and author of the book Break Free. Sahil shares a transformative experience which became the catalyst for embracing discipline and fulfillment. The episode explores the profound impact of vulnerability on personal growth. Folks, if you like our shows, do spread the word. Tell your friends and don't forget to rate and review them wherever you're listening to them. Follow us on social media. We are IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. You'll also find all our shows on YouTube at youtube.com/IVM Podcasts. And finally, we would like to thank our sponsors this week. Omidyar Network India, Abbott, IDFC First Bank and Save Life Foundation. Thank you for making this possible.